Ethan.
Regis Blackbeard? Hey, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to come over and apologize.
Apologize? For what?
Hey, Ethan.
Aaron, hey.
Here's your coffee. I'll get started on the windows right away. Oh, I didn't notice you had company.
Yes, I'd like you to meet my old friend, Regis Blackbeard.
Hey, Aaron. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Regis runs an Adventures in Odyssey podcast, too. It's called the Wits End Podcast, right?
Oh, so it's just like your podcast, Ethan.
Yeah.
Not exactly like Ethan's.
Well, yeah, there are some differences. And actually, we've had our differences, too, haven't we, Regis?
Yes, we have. And that's why I wanted to come by. I was thinking we might be able to lay aside our rivalry and perhaps work together sometime.
Sure, I'd love to. Unfortunately, my team and I are about to get ready to head out on a band tour.
A band tour? Are you kidding me? How in the world do you guys have all this time and money to do all this crazy stuff? That sounds very nice. May I ask exactly where you will be going?
Ethan, I think Phil needs your help.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Regis, but the band's touring schedule is top secret.
I see. Well, have a good trip.
We'll see you later, Regis.
Interesting. 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 Interesting.
Look out, everybody. Look out, everybody.
Can we get on with this? Hard rocking!
Good evening, I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. It looks like Odyssey's chief of health and safety is seeking to justify his position again, after he seems to have exhausted all health hazards from normal Odyssey establishments. He has now reverted to disrupting the daily flow of Kidsboro, the fake children's town located behind Wits End. For more, we turn to our intern Robert Skeed in the field. Robert?
Okay. Hello, John.
Hello, Robert.
How's it going?
Just great, Robert. Do you think we
could... That's cool. I'm doing pretty good, too.
Do you think we could get an update on the current situation?
Yeah, well, I'm here in Kidsboro right now, and as you can tell, there's been quite an uproar. After being given a 13-page list of safety requirements their town was not meeting, these kids have apparently deemed it due to start a protest. I see picket signs and... here's the inspector now. Inspector Peterson.
Yeah, kid?
What exactly have you found that is so unsafe about this town?
Well, everything. For one thing, it's run by kids. Just not having 24 hours adult supervision violates code 298567.5A, and the kids are far over their limit for sharp edge corners and edges. This place is a death trap. I'm surprised no one's lost an eye with all these trees and bushes. Don't even get me started on the creek. That water is untested and is totally unsuitable for drinking, much less even looking at.
So what are you suggesting they do?
Well, personally, I'd suggest covering the entire town with a thick rubber mat to avoid from any type of scratches or possible impaling. Then, of course, they'll also have to get rid of any of these hazardous trees and so-called clubhouses. If that doesn't work, we could always close the town down so the government can waste time under the excuse of safety hazards so we can see if there are any valuable minerals.
Sounds very interesting, Mr. Peterson. We talked with a few of the children's parents earlier on about this situation.
These kids act so juvenile. I've never even liked that Kidsboro place. And now it's confirmed, without a doubt, that it's bad. The government told us. I told them, didn't I, honey?
Hey, this place is hard. He sure did.
That's right. There's nothing you can get from that place that you can't get from Facebook or We Life.
When I found out it might be dangerous for my baby to be playing in those woods, I grounded him right away. I'm so glad we were told that it wasn't safe before something happened.
Personally, I think that if this town is a mayor and a police chief and even a newspaper, they should have the sense to have a health inspector, too. And I even heard some of the kids haven't been paying taxes. Mr. Whitaker should shut off their internet. That should restore order.
Well, Robert, that certainly is an outrage. In related news, another group of parents are protesting the protest. Apparently, they wish to preserve the resources of Kidsboro. Meanwhile, all the kids have left, one of them saying this.
Well, it's kind of lame now that Mom and Dad are always there. So we're all hanging out in a more secret place in the woods.
Well, until next time, I'm John Watzenberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Good night.
Thank you. Well, here we are, guys, living the dream.
Wow, this is a really nice bus. What is the name of the record label your uncle works for?
Albatross Records.
Wow, they must have a lot of money.
Well, I think they believe in our band, Ethan. It's an investment for them.
Dude, you guys check out these bathrooms? If you put a Mentos in the toilet, it fizzes up and shoots foam everywhere.
No way, really? Let me try.
Dude, do it, try.
All right, boys, we're on our way.
Oh, hey, Uncle Bernie.
Just talked to the driver, got the GPS set, and we'll be opening for one of the hottest acts in the U.S. of A. tomorrow night. Can I get you boys anything?
Do you think I could get another pencil?
Writing lyrics, I see.
No, doing homework, actually.
He's homeschooled. His mom said he could come on the tour if he promised to do his homework.
I see.
And I'm holding him to it.
Well, sounds fine to me. Just as long as you boys are ready to play tomorrow night.
Oh, we will be. Don't worry.
Uncle Bernie, do you think I could get a schedule so I can keep up with the places and times our shows are at? I need to keep my mom informed.
Sure. I'll have to get that to you at some point.
Oh, okay, cool.
Phil, could I talk to you in the front of the bus for a second? I've got some scheduling adjustments I want to clear with you.
Sure thing, Uncle Bernie.
So, intern Aaron, do you want to help me with my homework a little later?
Oh yeah, Ethan, sure. But dude, seriously, your mom is awesome to let you just start homeschooling so you can go on this tour.
Dude, that is pretty cool.
Well, she believes in investing in my future, I suppose.
Cool. Hey, James, how's school going for you?
Oh, pretty well. I just have to make sure I log on every day and read the text of my classes. I think I have a test every Friday. You know, not a big deal.
Yeah, my mom wants me to Skype with her every day to make sure I'm getting it all done.
It's gonna be so much fun. Can't believe we're on an actual cross-country rock tour. And a real band.
I know, I could barely believe it either.
All right, guys, we are good to go for tomorrow night. And then we'll have another show on Saturday in St. Louis.
See, St. Louis? That's awesome.
Hey, guys, check out this new song I've been working on.
End. It's not the first time, and I need a friend. I got troubles on my mind. When the world wears me down, I need a place I can go. I gotta find some sanctuary in a face that I know, someone I could trust. The good advice is a must. I need a kind of caring soul. I'm about to lose control. And it's not the first time. And I need a friend. I got troubles on my mind. Yeah.
So that's called Wit's End. And well, it's not exactly done yet. It's about as far as I've gotten.
Wow, that was really good, Phil. I'd love to play that. Whoa, this place is huge. What do you think, random little kid?
Wow, this is the biggest building I've ever seen.
That's what I thought. And it's a lot of people, too.
Oh, shh, the guy's about to make an announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. The most anticipated band of 2011. Give it up for Mick Callister.
All right, boys, this is it. You're on.
Okay.
What's gonna happen to McAllister Park?
Oh, excuse me. Just a little weird voice thing going on there. Anyway, what an exciting episode of The Ceiling Fan. Sounds like The Ceiling Fan boys are kicking off the band tour with a bang. But what's gonna happen?
Will the concert go okay, or will Ethan freeze in front of all those people? Well, you'll just have to wait till next episode. Until then, thanks for listening. The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Media Group. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by Kevin McCreary and the Ceiling Fan crew. Voice talent includes Mark Jones, Lauren Crisp, Garrett Vandenberg, and Garrett's little sister. For more information about the Ceiling Fan, be sure to check out ceilingfanpodcast.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Goodbye.